What is going on, everybody? This is Kenzen Kreese here, and by the name of the video, this is Pokemon Talk. And I am joined by two amazing people.
Hi.
You know.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Liquid Adhesive.
You know, yeah. The other one.
And I'm eating, so.
Oh, you're.
I am too.
I feel so left out.
Okay.
So, with this going on, we are here to talk about the World Tournament in Pokemon Black and White 2. And what we're actually going to do is cover one of the tournament things today and talk about how we're going to fight it and who we're going to have on our team. Yeah. So, with that being said, who wants to state what World Tournament thing this is, since I keep mispronouncing it?
The Unova or Unova, however you want to pronounce it. Just the first World Tournament that you can do.
And to unlock that, you have to beat the Elite Four. And that will be on the right-hand side, or the lady in the red clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, our first gym leader, because that's technically what he is, or challenger that you'll face is Sharon, and he is normal type Pokemon.
Yep, he's the first gym leader. He has a Stoutland, a Zangoose, a Sin. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Kino or Sincino or.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Liquid, you want to give it a go?
There's a bagel in my mouth.
Oh, there you go. A Lopbunny, a Castform, and a Buffalant.
I'm going to ask you this. Why the hell did the Buffalant get made up when it looks like a Tauros with an afro?
I don't understand why they didn't just make it an evolution of Tauros. It's a whole separate Pokemon, but yeah, I don't really get the point in that.
Because I swear to God, when I first saw that, I thought it was an evolution of Tauros.
Mm.
But
And, yeah, okay, so talking about how we can sort of combat against these guys, pretty much all you need is one Pokemon, one fighting type, doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's purely fighting type and has, like, a good hard-hitting fighting type move, you can just sweep through all of those guys pretty easily. The only Pokemon that may give you some trouble could be Castform. If he changes his type, like, depending on the weather, if he turns into, like, a fire or water or, I think he can turn into an electric one if he goes, I'm not sure.
Doesn't it depend on his move that he uses,
no,
too?
I'm sorry, not electric, yeah. He can either be ice, fire, or water. But other than that, you're pretty safe. Just get a half-decent fighting type. I'd say maybe a Machamp.
I'm going to use my Hercules, I think. What do you think?
Yeah.
You just said Hercules?
Your Hercules, Heracross, it'll be good up until, again, it'll be good up until you get to that cast form.
Okay.
Maybe even the Lopbunny, you have to be careful of as well, because they both know ice moves. And the cast form knows a fire move as well. But as long as you get, like, the first hit in, and you can take him out one hit, it should be pretty easy.
Liquid, who do you think you would use with your team?
Gallade. Or yeah. Gallade, whatever.
That'd be a great one. You have to be very careful of Zangoose and Buffalant for that one, because they both have... Zangoose has an X-Scissor, and Buffalant has a Mega Horn, and both of those would be super effective against Gallade. But yeah, me personally, I would probably go with a what's it called? Machamp. And if it has a no guard ability, that means that all the accuracies of all moves go to 100%, and then you can just use a dynamic punch.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
That 100% accuracy, always hits, and does 100 damage. When it hits, it confuses the target. So you hit them once, boom, boom, boom. Even if it doesn't kill them, they're confused.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, we're moving on to the second gym leader and the second challenger, and that is Roxy, poison type. Roxy, you know, the guitar lady.
The rock star.
Yeah, the rock star.
Rock
The gym in the damn game where you run into it and you didn't think it was a gym.
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, I like how they did that. But it looked like an outhouse, like a little toilet or something.
I thought I was just going to go in there, talk to some people, you know, have some random battle, and maybe get something for free. No, get up on the stage. Gym battle. Who would you throw in the fight that round?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, they've got... You got a Scolipede, Surviper, a Garbodor, Crobat, a Drapion, and an Amoongus. So, if you have a fire type, or... technically, if you had I know that a lot of people would probably go for, like, a psychic type Pokemon to try to get through that, but it would probably be very bad because a lot of these guys know bug or dark type moves. So I think if you get a ground type and a fire or an ice type, one of those, probably an ice type would actually be better because that can take out Crobat as well. If you had a ground and ice type, you could probably do pretty good. Ground type could take out Surviper, Garbodor, and Drapion pretty easily, as well as probably Scolipede as well. You could probably take out a ground type. Crobat and Amoongus, again, if you use an ice type, you'd have to be careful with Amoongus that he doesn't use Giga Drain because that'll just decimate you. Other than that, specific Pokemon wise, I'm just trying to think. I know that there is a ground and ice type guy. I'm just trying to think of.
I say, I know we're off the top of my head with how my movesets are set up.
If you get a Mamoswine would be great.
Okay.
High speed, high physical attack. And he's ground and ice.
I say with my personal team, just how we have it set up right now, I would go with the first one, Dragonite, with the Earthquake. And then move in that with Magmortar with the Psychic.
That would actually be perfect right there. Because even if you just had a Magmortar could probably wipe that entire team. If you had a Psychic and like a Flamethrower, you Flamethrower the Scolipede and the Amoongus, and then you could just Psychic the rest of them, and boom. Because I think the only person there that you'd have to worry about worried about doing damage to you would be the Scolipede, because it knows Earthquake. But other than that, you'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking of my Dragonite first. Just because that would keep me at ease, I think.
But it can still use Rock Slide, which would be super effective against
you. Yeah. What about you, Mr. Liquid?
I'll probably use either my Golduck or Jinx. Just basically get through a battle. excuse me. For her, probably kind of relying on ice more than anything else. Ice, you know, things like either ice, hidden power, things like that. Well, no, not hidden power. Because, yes, grass versus poison, that would probably do little to nothing, actually.
Well, it depends what hidden power you've got.
No, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Steelzy, I'll let you introduce the next two.
Oh, okay. The next one is Pokemon Trainer Burr. Don't even know how to pronounce that.
Is that the dude on the walkway in the fashion show or whatnot?
No, that's that was Elisa. No.
Oh, that was Elisa?
Yeah.
She was the artist.
Berg is the guy with the spiderweb gym. Where you
I hated that.
And he has a Leaveny, Vespa Queen, a Crustle, Escavalier, which is one of my favorite Pokemon of the new game, Excelgore, and a Durant.
I say that Escavalier reminds me of Battle Network games. Because that literally looks like one of the damn battle chips that you get. But anyway.
And yeah, I would probably just go through with... Oh no, your Magmortar, Kenzen, would probably just wipe everyone in there except for Crustle.
Okay.
And then Crustle, you could...
What about my Grimmer? Or my Muk? I mean...
No, not so much. If he uses Earthquake, that'll be super effective.
Okay.
And Bug aren't really, like... Poison isn't that good against Bug or Rock or Flying.
Oh, hell yeah, I'll do Fire then. I just looked at the first one. He's four times.
Yeah, four times Fire. And so is Escavalier and Durant. Crustle, you could still... but because of the Rock type, he's not super effective against Fire. So if you used... I don't know, any kind of rock or water type. I think it'd be super effective.
I get to look at my move list that we have written down for my Magmortar since I'm in the Wi-Fi room right now.
Yeah.
No, Thunder wouldn't do it either.
Mm-mm.
I'd probably switch out because of Steel being two times effective on him to Scizor.
Ah, sure. And then you could just do a Steel move.
Wipe him and
Boom.
Switch back.
Wipe. Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
What about you, Liquid? How would you handle this?
Scizor? Yeah, I was thinking if any of my if any of my team has like flying techniques, but they don't. So yeah, Scizor would be probably my best choice.
I say.
Then again, I could use like, well no.
I would go with your Jinx
like
first.
Kamikaze, isn't it?
Yeah, I would go with your Jinx first. Up until you get to the third one.
I was going to say, how do you figure with Jinx?
Because the first two are double effective against Ice. And then at the third one, you can use Scizor.
Or you could even use Golduck on the third one.
Yeah. And then have somebody on your team know Fire for the fourth one.
Well, yeah. Fire for the rest, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. I'm looking at them and... Gengar would probably be the only one who can learn fire attack because, probably Gengar Scizor.
Scizor can learn a fire attack?
I don't know.
Probably not.
What were you saying?
I doubt it. I was thinking which ones think that so. Can learn a fire attack.
I can't even remember if Gengar can learn or not.
Yeah, I figured Ghost Pokemon could. Well, yeah, Ghost in general. But yeah, Gengar could probably learn just about any elemental attack. At its basic.
I'm going to Scizor now to find out.
He can learn... No, he can learn Fire Punch. That's the only fire attack that does damage, other than like Will-O-Wisp and Sunny Day.
Yeah.
Will-O-Wisp
just burns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a thought. Although, considering it's physical, it wouldn't be that. But, like, it would only do about half as much as the rest of your attacks. Yeah.
I'd probably have to rely on a different tactic.
Probably. I reckon if you went with... even just using... you have to be careful using... Gengar and with that Bug guy because Bug attacks do double damage against Psychic and I think Ghost as well. Is it Ghost as well? Oh, no, bug attacks don't do anything against Gengar because he's poison, so you're safe there.
I'm sorry, that sounded like a kick in the nuts. What is he?
He's ghost and poison.
That sounds so unorthodox, but alright.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought he was psychic, but...
I thought it was pure ghost, personally.
That hasn't been that for a couple of gens, though.
Yeah, that's just what I'm doing. I thought, first gen. Fuck me, right?
Oh, trust me. That's how I felt when my Charizard got messed up.
The next set is Alisa. She's got a Zebstriker, Ampharos, Galvantula, Emolga, Electros, and Stunfisk.
I already know. I'll go with my Dragonite flat out. Because if I remember right, he has an ice move. And then Earthquake as well. So
what would you... Oh, yeah, the ice for... So you'd have to be careful, though, because all of them have electric attacks, which are double effective against Dragonite.
Yeah, I'm just relying on my speed. Faster.
Yeah, yeah. A well-placed Earthquake could probably knock out...
The first three.
All of them except for...
Yeah, all of them but the Flying Squirrel.
And Stunfisk.
Stunfisk, I think, probably. Is double effective on ground.
Oh, he's a ground
electric. Yeah, he's double effective against ground. When he takes damage on him.
Why would he be double effective if he's a ground type?
I don't know. I'm looking at the Pokedex thing right now. I'm not lying. I just new-tabbed the Pokedex thing.
That's like having a Magikarp. It's retarded.
It's weak against water, grass, ice, ground. So, you know.
Pokemon's more of a liability than the actual
Pokemon. I know.
Pokemon.
That's just me, though, you know. What would you guys use?
I would probably... I'm trying to think what I've got. I'll probably go with the same strategy. Your Gliscor would be perfect. It would be absolutely perfect.
I didn't even think about that, too.
Earthquake, everybody. Except for Emolga, and then maybe using
Ice Fang.
Or a Stone Age.
Okay.
As well.
He doesn't know Stone Age.
Perfect.
He knows Substitute.
Oh, Toxic. Ice Fang. Yeah. But
I didn't even think about that.
Ice Fang would be great, and then just sweep the entire thing because none of the electric attacks would do anything because it's ground.
Yeah. Because I will state this, with the Black and White 2, I am trying to play it different from a Black and White
1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Black and White 1, I relied, every time I go into Battle Subway, Gliscor. That's my first one out. And I'm gonna try to get a strategy, so if I do a Battle Subway with both games, I do not have Gliscor out as my first one on Black and White 2, because if anybody has an ice move, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't help with my Dragonite either, does it?
No.
But yeah, I'm still working on that part. Liquid, do you want to do the next two?
Sure. Why not? Next person is Clay. He has himself a ground type. So, let's see. You got an Excadrill, Claydol, Crocodile, Seismitoad, Mamoswine, and Golurk.
I'm trying to think on this one.
All ground type. Well, not all specific.
I would probably go fighting it.
Water, ice, ghost.
No, or not.
They're both, all of them are double effect, double types.
Yeah, that's the thing is, the first one you can wipe it with a fighting move, second one...
Well, the first one you could wipe with a ground move because he's actually super effective against... ground moves are super effective against him.
Okay.
Could you burn him, too?
I think so.
Yes, you could. And then the Claydol...
Ghost.
Yeah, dark or grass or water or bug. Yeah, ghost as well. So Gengar would probably be a good one to go there. Yeah. Although you just got to watch out for some dark moves otherwise. I mean, some psychic moves, otherwise you'll get wiped.
Holy crap.
Crocodile, ground, again, super effective. Seismitoad.
Grass.
Grass is quadruple effective. So
I don't have any grass moves on any of my guys at all.
Yeah, well, you could use...
I would probably go with Gallade.
If...
I might just say screw it and Dragon Rush him, try to get him to one-hit shot him.
Yeah, well, that's a bit iffy. I think probably the best... just trying to think what a team of, say, like three dudes that could do well. Because there's not really a common... I mean, you've got ground for the first, for the Exodrill, ground for the Crocodile, and ground for the Mamoswine, I think, as well. Oh, no, not ground. Ground is not... I thought that was.
Fighting, water, fire, grass, and steel.
You had a ground and... I think of a grass type or a ground type that knows a grass move or a grass type that knows a ground move. Your Dragonite would be able to probably sweep through Exodrill and Crocodile. A fighting move probably for Mamoswine would probably be best. I think to get rid of him. And yeah, so sort of anything, any of you guys are fighting move, maybe a Scizor. If you get your Scizor, Scizor could probably take out the Mamoswine and the Claydol with fighting and bug. So you got Dragonite and Scizor, and I think Golurk might be... Is Ghost super effective? Oh, no, it's not. Golurk, you could either use an Ice type, a Ghost type, or so Liquid Yaw, Gengar would be great against Golurk.
And my Gliscor, probably instead of Dragonite.
Oh, yeah, your Gliscor would be able to... Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. If you use Dragonite for Exodrill and Crocodile, and then Scizor for Claydol and Mamoswine, you can use your Gliscor for Golurk, and then you can probably just slowly take out... Oh, actually, no. If you switched back out to... I'd say... Now, all those three guys would be weak against Seismitoad because he's got ice.
I say the thing I could do is use Gliscor at the beginning and just have my substitute out ready to go for Seismitoad. Let him take the hit.
Yeah. You just have to try to take him down pretty quick because he does. I mean, the main one that you'll be wary of is Ice Punch, which will do quadruple damage.
Yeah.
And Muddy Water, which will do double damage. Yeah, with your setup, I don't know, with Seismitoad, you'd probably just have to try power through and maybe get a guy with, like, Grass Knot or something, because I'm pretty sure he's quite a heavy Pokemon, so a Grass Knot would do quadruple damage.
Okay.
Plus it's quite strong.
I gotta look at Scizor, yeah. See what type of moves he can learn, because I have not used one of him at all.
He's quite good, really, really fast, hard-hitting.
Okay. More physical attacks.
Yeah, definitely. All physical.
Now, I will state right now, we are halfway through this tournament. I thought we were further along, but no. We're halfway through.
There's a lot of new guys. Well, not a lot of new guys, but they tend to, with this tournament, they have...
Isn't it a total of 16? Because it's the 8 original and the 8 new. for the region?
I think it's, well, no, but they're not all, not all of them new.
Oh, okay.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, wait, I think 12 or 13, I'm not sure, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 11, 12, 13, yeah, 13.
So, I guess we can speed it up if you want to. We could just say who it is and what their primary type is.
The next one is
Skyla.
Skyla.
Flying.
Primary type flying. Yeah, that'll be, in all honesty, that'll probably be one of the easier ones. Ice. Your Gliscor would just sweep through that entire thing, except for Swanna. You'd probably want to have if you used your Dragonite first with Swanna, I mean, you have to be careful of the Ice Beam. That'd be quadruple effective. But if you used, say, Thunder, you could probably take it out in one hit.
I think right now he's set up a Thunderbolt. But I think I had him set up with an Ice move. I thought I did. I kind of taught him something.
He does have Wakan Berry, and it weakens super effective electric attacks, so you probably won't be able to one-hit him. But, I mean, if you held a... I can't remember what it is. It's makes ice attacks, like ice super effective attacks, less powerful. I think it's a Yachi Berry. Give that to your guy, and he probably won't be able to one-hit you.
Okay.
And you probably outspeed this Swanna. And then, yeah, the rest of them, you can just use your Gliscor and, yeah, just Ice Fang everyone, and that'll get munted.
What do you think for Liquid?
Probably what electric Pokemon do? Well, I don't have a specific electric, but probably it'll be Gengar. He has Thunderbolt. Well,
yeah, and your, your Gengar would be perfect. You'd be able to use your Golduck on the Archeops, which is Rock and Flying. But yeah, other than that, you'd be sweet. Just power through. Careful of with the Swoobat. It knows Psychic, so you'd have to be careful of that. Maybe just switch out to your Golduck and use like Ice Beam or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gengar and Golduck, sweet. Just power through.
The next one is Drydim? Did I say that right?
Drydim?
I don't know. Dragon types. I'm going to Dragon Rush everybody.
You could use your Dragonite and do super effective Dragon attacks, although you got to be wary of them doing the same to you.
Yeah.
Probably the easiest thing in this would be using your Gliscor.
Ice Fang
everybody. Because all of them are super effective, including some that are quadruple. So, yeah, just Ice Fang away. And then, yeah, same with Liquid, Golduck, Ice Beam, even.
Yeah.
Just boom.
Take it all down.
It'd be really easy.
It'd be a pretty easy sweep, although, yeah, they are quite powerful guys. You will have to be careful.
I will state this. I'm used to using my damn level 100 going through the gyms. So.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's a bit different.
Yeah, I know it is.
I mean, not too different fighting at a level 50, but you just gotta, with this it's not too bad because they've already all evolved their guys, but on the other ones when you're doing say the train, or if you're in like fourth gen, if you're trying to do the battle tower and stuff and it's level 50, not all the guys are fully evolved,
which they do, so have a battle tower in this as well. That's what Black City and White Forest is, if I remember right.
Uh-huh.
So they have Battle Tower, Subway, and World Tournament on one cartridge. That's crazy. The next guy is Marlon, which is mainly water types. Including the fattest of fat asses.
Well, Lord. Yeah. Probably.
Holy crap, his doesn't know bounce. Okay, I'm not really scared of that now.
Oh, shit. Bounce.
That was the one thing I was afraid that he knew. But it doesn't. It knows Hydro Pump, Avalanche, Amnesia, and Aqua Ring.
Yeah, you could take out... I mean, Liquid would be pretty good with this using his Gengar. Although, you'll probably have to... Or does his... Yeah, you have to be careful of Starmie with Psy Shock, because Starmie is very strong. But other than that, if you used your Gengar, because Karacosta is super effective against, even though his rock type, he's still super effective against electric attacks. So just Thunderbolt everyone.
Yeah, I will state that one thing was, what the worry was when I went to the gyms, I didn't think he would be super effective against that. And I tried it anyway and it one-shotted him. So, with that being said, Steelz, you want to hit up the next one? Unless you're chewing?
No, I'm good. We got the Chili coming back, one of the three triplets with the fire.
I say, we got all the triplets in here, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, you could probably, your, what's it called? Gliscor. Gliscor, Earthquake, wipe everyone, pretty much one shot. Camerupt is still super effective against ground as well, so you're sweet there. Just Earthquake everyone, and they'll all just get wiped. And Liquid can just use his Psyduck, or Golduck.
Yeah.
Golduck? Yeah, Golduck. And, yeah, I don't know, Surf or Hydro Pump or whatever you've got set up on that. And, yeah, boom, wiped.
And then if I was playing on my team from Black, I'd just use Gyarados.
Oh, yeah, you can use Gyarados as well.
Sorry, I was just thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I had a water type. No, that's Black one.
Yeah.
Then the other brother, the middle brother, is it Chris?
Yep. Yep, Chris.
Which is all water types.
Yeah, that'll be simple. I mean, you could use... if you're using Dragonite, you'd have to be careful that
One
Ice Beams you or Ice Punches you. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a Yachi barrier, it shouldn't be too bad. You could just Thunder Punch everyone, and Liquid could use Thunderbolt with...
he just has to be careful of Slowking.
Yeah.
And then you want to do the last brother?
Mm-hmm. Give me a second.
Silence,
which I would say my Magmortar.
Yeah, your Magmortar would just decimate it. Using the steel, and, well, you know, it doesn't even matter. Just Magmortar, boom.
One shot everybody.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
What do you say for Liquid, though?
For Liquid, you could... I don't know, if your Gengar knew any poison type moves, poison would be good, although it wouldn't really work against Ferrothorn. You can't. If your Gengar knew Fire Punch, you could probably do some damage, and probably get through pretty easily, because none of the attacks really do much effect to Gengar.
Yeah.
See, other than that,
how does their jump lift know two cotton spores?
I think that's probably a
mess up on the website.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. The next one, Leonora, which is all normal type.
Yeah, second normal. She's the original normal type.
Oh, fun.
Watch out for Super Fang.
Super Fang is ridiculously overpowered. The only reason I love Raticate. If you use Scizor, you could just power through all of those guys, because none of those attacks are going to do anything to you, except maybe Ordino's Fire Blast that might do some damage.
Okay.
But other than that, you could just power through with fighting types. And even if you wanted to, you could use a bug type against Swordsbuck.
SA, Heracross, and just I forget what move it is.
Or Heracross as well. You could use.
I think it's Mega Horn.
Yeah, Superpower and Mega Horn and just wipe all of them. And Liquid could just use a. Liquid could use a Scizor as well. And just decimate.
And the final one I will state is the one I'm afraid of.
Well, you could actually use the Scizor again with that Ice one. Because Ice super effective against ground, and any Ice attacks only do like half damage to Scizor. So you could just power through and pretty much wipe his whole team.
Okay.
Fighting attacks. Same with, same with Heracross. With Heracross, you got to be a bit more careful because I think that it's super effective against Heracross. And Liquid could probably, use Scizor as well. Just sweep them all.
That would be easy.
Then you are the champion.
And then you get to go do the next tournament, which next week we will go through and talk about the Kanto leaders.
Sweet.
Each week we will have a different tournament and we'll do the same thing. And on our personal channels, we will actually be having the link to go look at the website, which is cerebri.net. And you guys can just check out what we were looking at this whole time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I guess...
It's very helpful.
Oh yeah, very. And if you guys want to tell us what your team is, please put it in the comments. Tell us how you would go through this. You know, we want to know that stuff too. And this week we will be beating this tournament, and next week we will tell you the results. How many times we had to do it and everything else.
Yep. And then, if you've got any other suggestions, don't hesitate to post them down below. Let other people know.
And if you want to post your friend code, go right ahead. You know, if you want to have a Wi-Fi battle against anybody, I will be posting my friend code in my video's description. And then...
He's going to be posting ours
too. I'll say...
You can post ours too, because me and Liquid are pretty lazy. ours will probably be in the description as well. And then, don't hesitate. Just comment, leave your friend code.
We'll add
you. We can add you and do some battles and see how it goes. I can unleash my cloister on y'all.
And if you get lucky, Steelzy will be able to record the battle and then bring it over and put it on YouTube for you guys as well.
Upload it. That'll be good. Although it will be from my perspective, so it'll just show you getting butt raped. But
and that's the other thing we're gonna try to do as well is upload Wi-Fi battles against Steelzy and see who wins out of us three. Which I'm gonna say I'm probably gonna lose because it's Steelzy. He's the one that sets everything up for me.
Pretty much gonna lose.
You never know. I would be yelling in my mic going, "Nah!"
No, it's not working. I didn't mean that one.
No. But with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this. We will be doing more Poke Talk every Saturday night. This is something we just.